Chavav Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Tov Loi Hispalel Minche Be'erev Shabbos. A person did not stop in Minche Erev Shabbos. Mispalel Be'leil Shabbos Shtayim. And from the Rishonim we see the Goyim's Girsa Shtayim Shel Shabbos. That he's telling us that the Nusach of the Tfilas Tashlumim is the Nusach B'Shas, he's saying the Tashlumim. And since he's saying the Tashlumim in Shabbos, so therefore the Tashlumim is Shtayim Shel Shabbos. There's a very interesting Machloikis, Apoiskim, what would be the Halacha if the Tvila of the Tashlumim will say a Tvila Shel Choyl. It is Shabbos, so the Tvila Rishayne is a Tvila Shel Shabbos, Ata Kidashto. And the second Tvila will be a Tvila Shel Choyl, and this is a Tashlumim for the Mincha of Erev Shabbos. So the Taz says, this Machlokes is brought down in Simen Kufche, the Taz in Sifkot Mche says that there is a Isser to be mispalel in Shabbos b'li haskora Shabbos. That means if it's Shabbos now, so one has to be maskir Shabbos. It's that he's davening Shemayna Esrei in Shabbos. Shemayna Esrei in Shabbos, one has to be maskir Kedusha Shabbos. So therefore, the Taz says lahaloche el hefter daven over the Tashlumim. This is not a Tashlumim, which is good because he was not maskir Shabbos. The Pri Chodosh in the Magen Avraham says that since in Yesod this is a Tashlumim of Choyl, that means in Yesod he doesn't have to, all the time one has to be Maskir Shabbos, because let's say Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so it's Shabbos also, so he has to be Maskir and Tfilas Yom Kippur Shabbos also. In Yesod, this is a Tashlumim for Tfilah Shel Choyl. And Me'ikar Adin, Shabbos, also one should say Yud Ches Brochus. I mean, so that what he's davening, Yud Ches Brochus in Shabbos, it is a Tfilah. That what he wasn't Maskir Kedusha Shabbos, so could be he's only Mechuyiv to be Maskir Kedusha Shabbos, if Lemaisiv Techiv Tfilah is Alt Shabbos. But because of Shabbos, he doesn't have to say Tfilah Shabbos. I mean, he davened his Ma'ariv already. This is only a Tashlumim for, this is only a Tashlumim for the Mincha Erev Shabbos. So therefore the Pri Chodesh Paskin, that the Dievet he was Yoytze. Now there's the Tashbat also says, these are very complicated inyonim. The Tashbat says, what if he forgot to daven Ma'ariv Shabbos at night? And so Shabbos in the morning, he davened two tefillos, one for the Chovesh Shel Shachis and one at Tashlumim for Ma'ariv. So the Tashbat and the Bachut Yerov both say the same halacha, that the tefillah of Tashlumim, he will say Ata Kidashto. He will not say Yismach Moshe. Because since the second Shemayna Esrei that he's saying Shabbos by Shachris, Lamais it's a Shabbos to get tefillah, and Fakel, he was missing an Ata Kidashto. So therefore he'll say Ata Kidashto, the same thing if he forgot Shachris, so by Musaf he'll say Ata Echot and Yismach Moshe. That is what the Tashbat says lahalocha. What is the halocha if he did not daven, he was not mazkir, yale v'yavoy reish chodesh by Ma'ariv? No, I'm sorry, not he wasn't mazkir. He didn't daven Ma'ariv. He didn't daven Ma'ariv reish chodesh by Ma'ariv. And by day, he had to daven two Shemayna Esrei. In the second Shemayna Esrei, he forgot to say Yalla V'Yovai. What is the halacha over there? So there, the Tashbat says, Loi also Loi. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. And Lemaise, he's saying a Shemayna Esrei for a Rosh Chodesh Dike Ma'ariv. So if he did not say Yale V'yovoy, the Tashbat says he has to daven over again, and he obliged with a tzorech here. The Mishnah Berurah paskins la'aloch in such a case that the tashlumim cannot be more chomo than the Iker Chiyu, and if the Iker Chiyu, if he would have forgotten Yale V'yovoy by Meirev, he wouldn't have to daven over. So therefore, if he got Yale V'yovoy by the tashlumim in the morning, he also doesn't have to daven over. Of Al-Koponim, that is the first halacha that the Barais is telling us. Mispalu b'leil Shabbos shtayim shel Shabbos. He, two Shabbos akir shemayna esra. Tov aloi hispalu mincha b'Shabbos. If he made a mistake and did not daven mincha in Shabbos, mispalu b'moitzoi Shabbos shtayim shel chayl. So then, Moitzoi Shabbos, he davens to Chol Shemayne Esrei. Eistis, because Be'etzim Mincha is also Mechuyiv in Yud Ches Brochus, the Mincha of Shabbos. No, Al Kovit Shabbos, he gets away with seven Brochus. But now, Moitzoi Shabbos, so now the Tashlumim is like the Tvile, like the Tashlumim is the same Nusach of the Zman that the Ika Tvile is said. So he says, Shtayim Shel Chol. Mavdil Borishayna, he's Mavdil in the first tefillah, because that's the Iker tefillah, that's the tefillah of Meirev. Ve'enei Mavdil b'shniyah, and there's no necessity to be Mavdil in the second tefillah, because Havdolah, there's not a din as Moitzoi Shabbos, each Shemayin Esrei, you have to mention Havdolah. Moitzoi, the first Shemayin Esrei, which is Chal and Chol, you have to mention the Avdolah ben Kodesh L'Chol. So Mavdol B'Rishayin, there's no necessity to be Mavdol again. Ve'enei Mavdol B'Shniyah. Ve'im Hivdil B'Shniyah. What happens if he made Avdolah B'Shniyah in the second Shemayna Esrei? Ve'loi Hivdil B'Rishayin, and he did not make Avdolah in the first Shemayna Esrei. Shniye also loy, Rishayne loy also loy. Now, the Gemara learned now, this is how the Malay Royim learns Pshat, Rabbi Kevega learns Pshat, the Gemara is going to ask a Kasha on this Baraita, but before the Kasha, the Gemara learned Lememra, just let's say how the Gemara said Pshat in the Baraita, the Kivin the loy Avdil be Kamaise, Keman the loy Tzoli Domi, Umahadrinon loy. So the Gemara learned Pshat in the Baraisa as follows. Now what was the case? He forgot to daven Mincha, Shabbos by Mincha forgot to daven Mincha. Fine. So now he needs a Tashlumim for Mincha. So he should have davened the first filler is Meirev. Meirev you say Atoch and Anton. The second filler is a Tashlumim for Mincha. You don't say Atoch and Anton. The Gemara held now that Atoch and Antonu, if one is not Mazkir Atoch and Antonu, he's not Yoytze, this is a Haskore, that's Ma'ake. One has to say Atoch and Antonu, he didn't say Atoch and Antonu, so he wasn't Yoytze the first Shemayin Esrei. Fine. So the first Shemayin Esrei he said for Meirev of Moitzoi Shabbos, he wasn't Yoytze the first Shemayin Esrei. The second Shemayin Esrei is a Tashlumim. The second Shemayin Esrei is a Tashlumim. He said the first, now he's saying the second. The second is L'Shem Tashlumim, and really in the Tashlumim there's no necessity to say Havdolah, because in the Tashlumim there's no Indian of Havdolah. He said Havdolah in the second Shemayin Esrei. So the Gemara learned now, Shniya Osoloi, that means he was Yoyte the Tashlumim, Rishayne Loi Osoloi, but the first Shemayin Esrei wasn't Yaitse because Atoch and Antonu is Ma'akit. So he wasn't Yaitse Meirev. So we'll have to, so he was Yaitse the Tashlumim. He wasn't Yaitse Meirev. So we'll have to go and daven over Meirev now. To daven Meirev because that's how the Gemara learned Pshat in the Beraita. That Shniya also loy, that he was Yaitse the Tashlumim. Rishayne loy also loy. He wasn't Yaitse Meirev. So let's daven Meirev over again. That's how the Gemara learned. That's how the Malay Rahim says. And Rabbi Kevega says. And Rabbi Kevega brings a raya from this Gemara to a Prichodosh. The Prichodosh says as follows. that what is the din of a person needs a tashlumen? The person needs a, let's say, a person has to daven a tefillah tashlumen. So the law is first you daven the tefillah, so ikrit, first you daven the first shemin esrei, and then you daven the second shemin esrei. So the prichodesh klal says, let's say you have to say mashi v'ruach ha'meirid ha'goshem. And he forgot to say in the first shemin esrei mashi v'ruach ha'meirid ha'goshem. Then he said the tashlumen. So was he yaitse the tashlumen? So there's a machloikis of prichodesh and someone else of yaitse the tashlumen. What is the shayla? The shayla is, since the first shemin esrei is not a shemin esrei, because they'll have to daven over the first Shemayin Esrei again, because the Shemayin Esrei without Mashiv Ruach HaMoyred HaGeshem is not a Shemayin Esrei. So it comes out the Tashlumim was not said after a Shemayin Esrei. This is not a Shemayin Esrei. So someone holds that he, so the Tashlumim also wasn't Yaitse. So he has to daven now to Shemayin Esrei. Well, first he has to daven the Nikah Shemayin Esrei and then does. And the Trichoder says no. He davened. That was a tefillah l'shem. You have to daven the tashlumim after the ikat tefillah. That means you have to be magdim the ikat tefillah. He said the ikat tefillah first. I thought nishgelungin. He forgot to say mashiv ruach ha'meirid ha'goshem, and he wasn't yoytze the ikat tefillah. But that's called he made the correct seder. He first davened meirid, and then he said the tashlumim. He wasn't yoytze meirid, so daven meirid again. So Rabbi Kevega says we have an offer in the Gemara. The raya to the prichodesh, because this was mamish the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was that he wasn't yoytze the first shemayin esrei, because since the Gemara held that atach and antonu is ma'akev afilu b'diyevet, so therefore rishayin aloy also loy, he still has to daven meiret, shniya also loy, but the second shemayin esrei, the tashlumim he was yoytze, because he said a tashlumim after a Iker tefillah, so the second Shemayin Esrei he was Yaitze. Now he has to daven again to daven Meirit. No, he'll say Abdullah, say Atachan Antonu now. Atachan Antonu and the Tashlumim won't help the situation. He has to say Atachan Antonu in the Meirit Vikir Shemayin Esrei. The second Shemayin Esrei is a Tashlumim for Mimche. Al Koponim, that's a Raya to the Prichodosh, number one. And number two, we have another Raya, that even though he wasn't mechuyev to say Atach and Antonu in the Tashlumim, it's not a hefsik. That means the Tashlumim, there's no mocking for Atach and Antonu. It's not a hefsik, but it's not a davar shel sheker also. There's a shaila in Poiskim of a person who will say the wrong me'ura in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, that could be mekalkul, the Shemayin Esrei. Someone will say, it's after Rosh Chodesh, will say, Yalav Yom Yom Rosh Chodesh, that will be mekalkul. So there could be, it is worse, because there today is not Rosh Chodesh. So if you're saying a sheker in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, that could be his mekal. So that's a shayla. But Al Kaponim over here, he didn't say a sheker. Atach and Antonu is Gans Emet. There was no necessity to say it. But if he said it, it's not mekal. So that's all, that's how the Gemara learned in the Havamina this Beraita. So the Gemara is Sakashe v'raminu, but the halacha is not true. Tov, we learned a different baraita. Tov loy hiskir gvurei shomim betchiyas hameisa. If a person made a mistake, he was not maskir gvurei shomim betchiyas hameisa. Chazal said that once you say mashab ruach ha'meirid ha'goshem in the bracha of tchiyas ha'meisim. That means from Atta Gibel to Mechai ha'meisim is the stick in mashab ruach there. If he was not maskeh mashab ruach. Or a shayla be birchas ha'shonim. He forgot to say the same talamota in birchas ha'shonim. Machzir in oisoy. So you machzir. He has to daven over again. Havdole b'choinein ha'doa. What happens if a person forgot to say Atach and Antonu b'choinein ha'doa? So he doesn't have to daven over. He's not maskir by shemak eleinu. Because if he wasn't maskir bim koimai, so the havdola will be said alakoy. So here we see that Atach and Antonu is ma'akiv. Atach and Antonu is not ma'akiv the tefillah. And here you say rishayin alei also loy. So it's a shvera baraisa kasha. So Shver, Kasha. Let us look into the Rosh now for 1 minute.
The Rosh is the Rosh is Daf Yudzayin Omed Aleph, the Daf Ei HaRosh, right by the Ois Shin in brackets. Kosav Rav Haigoy. He brought down the Gemara Kasha. Kosav Rav Haigoy. Af Al Pi Shen Nishar Bekushe. The Gemara Esta Kasha. Kiven the Loikom Al Tiyukte Lav Mishabeshteri. It means the Gemara says the first Baraita is Shver, but it's not Opkefret. So we have to be miyashiv what's pshat in the first baraita. So Rav Haigoin said, and the Rib says this for him, what the Rashi says this for him, the time of the Mistavahu, that the first baraita makes sense. That is true, that if one was not maskir atoch and antonu, one does not have to daven over again. Afal piken, toa berishoyne, vehibdol bishniye, shniye osla rishoyne loyosla. That's because the Braita means something else in God. The Kivin, the Avdol Bishniyah, since he had said Avdolah by the second Shemayna Esrei, and he did not say Avdolah in the first Shemayna Esrei, Goli Daite, so now we see the Kivin Berishayna L'Shem Tashlumi Mishniyah Mishim Choyva. I see from this person wanted to make a Mapeche. Chazal said that the Seder is first the Iker Tvila, the Tvila Tchoive, and then the Tvila Tashlumen. But if he was not Maskir Avdolah Berishoine, and was Maskir Bishniyim, so we see he wanted to make a Mapecha. He wanted to be Magdim, the Tashlumen to the Choive. Ve'ein la'adim shol Tashlumen l'choive sazman. And one shouldn't be Magdim. So you have to say the tashlumim a second time. So no pshat in the baraita. So that it will ahiski lahivdol berishayne vehivdol b'shniya. So shniya also loy al the ika as the chayvas fill al the ika tefillah. Rishayne loy also loy al tashlumim. So he has to go and daven over the tashlumim. He wasn't yotze the tashlumim. We see we talk about the follow oisa shel tashlumim pam sheni. There's a machloikis the tas and the levush. That's what he didn't bchlal. What's the lomdis that one has to be magdim the choive to the tashlumim, and it's such a lomdis that it's ma'akev afilu b'diavad. We see this chiddush in the Rif. This is the Rif and Rav Haigoin that said this pshat. This is the pshat in the Baraita. So the Levush says the time is one has to be magdim the choive to the tashlumim al tzedin of todder shein the todder to the koidim, because the choive is a todder. One usually doesn't forget shemay nesli. So tzedin hakdomer from todder. The Taz doesn't want to buy this because he says todder shein the todder is only a din lechatchile, but b'diyeved that it should passel the that he didn't do keseder, so she wasn't yoyte the tashlumim. That's not mitzvah. So the Taz wants to say another time. There's a din of chavive mitzvah b'shaita. The Gemara says chavive mitzvah b'shaita. So since now is this man ma'ariv, the tashlumim is not the mitzvah b'shaita. The tashlumim is not the tashlumim for the previous filler. So the din chaviv and mitzvah b'shaite, that's machia, that he has to be magdim the choive before the tashlumim. If he didn't do this, so he wasn't yaitse b'diyeb. Now Rav Haigoin continues. Miu im loy hivdul ba'achas mehen. What if he was a gora groba amore? He didn't say avdol in both of them. Oyshe hivdul b'shneyem. Ein machzir in oisoi. The ein kan gili das the rishayne le tashlumim. Here, his actions speak louder than words. His actions tell us he wanted the first to be a tashlumim and the second should be a chayve. But if both were without Abdullah, or both were with Abdullah, so we see the men shemaitin busal tut, abol koponim, there's no way chokha that he wants to be mishadne the seder. The chaymashma with the porich le meimre kiven the loy avdol bekamaisa. The Gemara wanted to say kim de avde bo kemaise keman de loy tamid dom de keman de loy tali dom it's ke ilu it didn't that mashma ha I keman de tali dom but what would be if it's keman de tali domi yotza yede shtayim afo pish lo hibdol berishayne והבדל בשני רשייני אוסו לשם חוי ושני לשם תשלום. So על כפונים, so the whole shot is, that was the Gemara's kasha. Al kaponim, this is what Rav Haigoin and the Rib say, that that's the emesib shot in the Baraita. That from not saying Havdolah in the first Shemayin Esra and saying Havdolah in the second Shemayin Esra, he's Megali, wants to be Magdan the Tashlumim to the Chayda. Now there's a machloikis, the Taz Mogen Avram, what if you ask this person, and this person says, I'm not such a big London. You know what happened, I forgot Atachan Antonu by the first Shemayin Esra, and then the second Shemayin Esra, I said, no, I did an Avla once, I should do it again. So I said, Atachan Antonu, the second Shemayin Esra. I should be so smart to think that this is the Tashlumim and this is Chayvah. He's telling us the truth. What will the din be there? So there's a machloikis, the Mogen Avram, and Taz. The Taz wants to say, but the Mogen Avram says, that it's good. That means that normally it would seem like this. That's what it seems. But if he tells us that the pshat is differently, there was an amaratus mitzidoi, then we'll take what he said. And the Tashbat also says like the Mogen Avram. And the Taz says, no, if he, by saying Havdolah in the second Shemayin Esra, what he meant in the first Shemayin Esra, that I'll buy it from him. He said he wanted it L'Shem Choyve, I'll accept it. But since he was Mavdil in the second Shemayin Esra, so the Havdolah alone gives this a din of a Choyve. That means from the Havdolah, that makes it a Choyve. So there were two Choyves. It cannot make it by saying Havdolah, so that already makes it a chayve. So therefore, he daven two chayves. So he still has to daven a tashlumim, and that's the shita tatat, and we pass him like the Mogen Avraham. The person will tell us that there was a amaratus mitzidoi, so memele he won't have to daven over again. Now let us see Rashi. Mavdil bo rishayne. Pam Rishoina Mispalo Bishvil Tvila Shalasha. Lafikam Oime Bohavdola Bokhaina Nador. Vashni Yehi Bishvil Tashlume Tvila Shabbat. The second Shemayin Esra is Al Tashlumim Einoi Mavdol Bo. So he's not Mavdol in the second Shemayin Esra. Shnia also Loi. So now we will see this Rashi is really telling us what Rav Haigoin. Rashi is not explaining the Gemara. Rashi says that the Nachol Dovah says Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is telling us Rav Haigoin's Pshat. Shniya also loy bishvil tfilis maitzoi Shabbat. Because since he was Mavdul, so he's Megaladah, so this is a Choyfe. But he's showing the lay also loy. Shein a klump, shein le lahagdim tfilis sha'ov azmana le tfilis shazmana achsho. Vashniya nami loy also loy shel Shabbat. This is not a tashlumim. Oil behibdu bo giladate shein a shel Shabbat. Vitachoshev le shel Arbet. So this is, the second one is the Chayva, and the first one is the Tashlumim, and it's no good. Tait. To v'loi hispalel minche be'erev Shabbat. So now Tait says a very lumdish shayla. To v'loi hispalel minche b'Shabbat. Mispalel al v'shtayim, v'hayne shom meitzoi Shabbat, m'abdu b'rishayim. Kosev Rabbeinu Yehuda. What happened if it was Reish Chaydesh Minche and Mayrev is Eis Reish Chaydesh? And he forgot to say Yalav Yovai by Minche. So Rabbeinu Yehuda said, Lo Yispalol Oid Balayla. He should not daven another Shemayna Esrei, even though the Allah is if one forgets Yalav Yovai. One is mechuyev to daven over again. That would only help if he reminded himself when it was still day. But if he reminded himself by ma'irev le yispaloloi b'layla, the lama yispaloloi, why should he daven
Er ist quasi ein Spallu, kalt will es München mit bei Jön. Hier daben der Wehr, hier daben schon meine Ästere. Le bad reich heute ist, now what's wrong? He was not maskil yala wie Jobo. Schleu hiske, dope, hier daben München. No, there is missing a Haskorem. So what will he accomplish by davening two Shemayne Ästere, by Mayrib, in the second Shemayne Ästere, you also won't say yala wie Jobo. It's not reich heute ist anymore. Im kein, ein Maviach Klum. Im Jahr so wie es Paulo bei mir zu ihr ist Chöydisch. Herrei Loi Jasker heute will es ist Chöydisch. Ja, alle wie Jowa, he won't say. Wie Jutches, ah, he's davening a Shemaynes, ich war ist Paulo. He davened already Shemaynes. Uloi do, mi loho, da omar oche. To, vi loi his Paulo, minche, bishabes, vis Paulo, arves, bechel, shpayim. I lechayre an argemore also. He missed the same Kaddish HaShabbos. And he davens to Shemayna Esreis Maitzoy HaShabbos. He also won't say Mekaddish HaShabbos. Because an argemore doch etov leis palo mincha b'Shabbos mispalo avas chayl shtayim perish el chayl mishum shleis palo klal. By us the problem is not he's missing the haskor of Mekaddish HaShabbos. By us the problem is he didn't daven at all. He didn't daven mincha. In Kenya, Viach, Tvilis Yudchet, Shemis Paolo B'Maitzoi Shabbos. Afal Pi, Shlo Yaskil Shol Shabbos. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yehuda says. So the Rabbeinu is Amoyridike Lomdes over here, and the Zosh brings down the Chachmei Provincia, which disagreed with this Rabbeinu Yehuda. And the Shaila is, and they say, Klo, what the Lomdes of the Shaila. Chazal tell us, Reish Chaydish, one is to say Yalav Yovet. If one does not say Yalav Yovet, one is to daven over again. So what is wrong there? So we can learn two Eifanim. One Eifan, the Ben Yehuda learned, what's wrong? You daven Shemayna Esrei. You're missing the Haskorah. And Chazal said you have to daven over again to say the Haskorah. That means we want this Haskorah also. So you have to daven over to make the Haskorah. But you daven Shemayna Esrei. It's not called you didn't daven. You're missing something, and that's Mechayev Anut Tfilah. So that's only Mechayev Anut Tfilah if you can be misakin it. But if you can't be misakin it anymore, by Ma'ariv, you won't say a Yalav Yovi, so there's no purpose in davening over again. Davening, you davened already. Yalav Yovi, you say this, I won't have. That's the Svore of Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Chachmei Provincia held no. Chazal said, a Shemayna Esrei without Yalav Yovi is not a Shemayna Esrei. And Be'etzim the Lashon HaGemara the Goyin is Medayik like the Chachmei Provincia. Kemand the Loitzoli Domi the Gemara says. If he forgot to say Atoch and Antono, he didn't daven. Not he davened and he didn't say Atoch and Antono. He didn't daven in Gansin. So Memele, if he didn't daven, so Memele, by Meirev, he has to daven to Shemayna Esrei. What will he accomplish? Now he'll daven. Before he didn't daven, now he'll daven. That is the Machloikit. Rabbeinu Yoini brings down the machloikis. Rabbeinu Yoini says he hears two tzadim. He doesn't know how to paskin. So Rabbeinu Yoini says, so what should one do? That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. One should daven a second Shemayna Eschei with a tnai. I'm mechuyiv to daven a tashlumim. It should be a tashlumim. I'm not mechuyiv to daven a tashlumim. It should be a nedove. And since there's a topic if he's mechuyiv to daven yes or no, so one doesn't have to be mechadish anything but philosophy. He just makes the tnai, and he davens to Shemayna Esrei. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, and this is the hacha of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, there's a very interesting Magen Avraham, Natashbat. So, if we assume, like this Rabbeinu Yehuda, you only daven over again Ma'ariv, if you'll accomplish something. You won't accomplish anything. You don't have in mind it. So the Tashbat says, what will be if you have 2 days Yontif? You have 2 days Yontif. He talks about 2 days Rosh Chodesh also, but that's a different block. So let's talk about 2 days Yontif. There's 2 days Yontif. He forgot to say, he forgot to say a Yontif the Kishmein Esrei. He said a Chel Shemein Esrei. By Minche, he said, Hashem and Esrei Shal Chol. So he wasn't Maskil Shal Yomte. You have to say, Boruch Hat Hashem, Mekadish Yisrael Bazmanim. He didn't say that. So he was missing a Hazkore of Yomte by Minche. comes Meire, it's the chapter that he's missing a haskara. So the Tashbat Magen Avraham says, over here, Davin Tushimayin Esrei, Baruch Hashem, tonight is also Yontif. So now you'll accomplish something with davening Tushimayin Esrei, because now the second Shimayin Esrei is going to be Maske Yontif. Baruch Hashem, Mekadish Yisrael Bazman. That's how the Tashbat Magen Avraham passed. Kumti Achreinim, the Tzlach, the Binyan Ariel, they ask a Moiridike Lomde Shekashe on this Magen Avraham. They ask as follows. What's a 2 days yontif? There's such a thing as 2 days yontif. There's no such thing. Pshat is, it's a fake of the yoyme. Either the first day is yontif or the second day is yontif. There's not 2 days yontif. So Memela is like this. The whole yontif that we make on the second night is assuming that the first day wasn't yontif. If the first day wasn't yontif, so what was wrong with this mincha shel chayil? He fakel. He davened a mincha shel chayil, but tanzt doch auf zwei chasenes though. If he davened a mincha shel chayil, so the man of shechet, yesterday is yontif, so memeile, so tonight isn't yontif. The whole yontif tonight is because yesterday was not yontif. Yesterday wasn't yontif, so it's still so. That's the kasha, that's the tzlach air. So the master Sashekel says, alom de shechilik. He says, between you and me, pshat is like this. We're boki b'kriya b'yach. We know that the first day is yontif. I mean, we know. So Bekitzel, so this person has a tremendous amle. He said, by mincha, he forgot to say mekadosh yisrael bazmanim. Lebaise, he wasn't yoytzit vilis mincha. I mean, noch 120 jahre, but shom, we're boki b'kriya b'yach. So lebaise is missing. Al minig avitenu biyodenu, we say, salam dit al tveik abo lemaisa, we're going to tonight you also say, mekadish yisrael vazman. So for what's all in this time I happen? I mean, lemaisa, that's, tonight is yontif. He zicher lemaisa was not yoytze minche, that's for sure. He has an opportunity now to daven shemayna esrei. And say, mekadish yisrael vazmanim, so why shouldn't he take the opportunity? Adarabba. Baruch Hashem, that he forgot this day mincha, not the next day mincha. So that's what the Master Sashekel said. Al Kaponim, let's go back to Tais. Vim Toimal, Veloi hu mispalu yoyser mimashu chayiv lispalu. So Tais is asking now, in the case of our Gemara. In our Gemara, we're speaking about he did not daven mincha shol Shabbos. He did not daven mincha shol Shabbos. So the mincha of Shabbos is Sheva Brachos. He didn't daven mincha, so he's davening now a tashlumim of Yud Ches Brachos. So what kind of a tashlumim Yud Ches should be a tashlumim of Zayin? Alayhu mispalu yoyse mashu chayim lispalu, shaloi hoyo loy lispalu kim Zayin Brachos, vu mispalu Yud Ches. So Taisa says, hey, that's no problem. The kachin locho, she's not davening more than he was mechuyif to daven before. She gan be Shabbos, I think she is palul kol yudches. In Yisod Shabbos also one theoretically should daven yudches brachos. Lak she lo yitzrichum im nei ha-teire. Nimtza, so me mail abal koponim, but now that he forgot it, so now he take a daven yudches. Abal al koponim, so in the case of our Gemara that he did not daven at all, nimtza shem aviyach kol tfilosoi. So it comes out he was maviach the whole tefillah, avok sheto. But in the case if he would have davened yudches, and he didn't say yalla v'yovay or davened yudches, he wouldn't say mekadish haShabbos. Why his kiel shol reshchaydish? Kvar it followed. There he did daven. Him came. So the whole thing that's missing is missing. He didn't. He was not maskil kedushas hayoyim. He came leviyach klum. He misfollowed my tzayir reshchaydish. It's the same thing. If he would have davened Yudche Shleimus by Mincha, he would have davened that Tvila Shel Chayim, v'loi Hizkir Shel Shabbos. So the only thing that's missing is the Hazkore Shel Shabbos. Nire de Lamaitsoi Shabbos, lo Yispalo Shtayim. The Kvar Yispalo Yudche Shbroch. Umiyu, Berav Alfes loy Mashmika. From the Rif, the way the Rif brings down Rav Haigoy, so from the Rif would see that my lomdus is not oiskal. Vafilu heiched deine meviach klum, afilu he won't accomplish anything, matzach lispalo pam acher. Velishain, shekos avaho dekoma. That was the Gemara said. That he says, chat in the bright, shemavdul barishoine, veine mavdul bishniye, vimlehivdul barishoine. The bright says, if he was not mavdul barishoine, vehivdul bishniye, shniye also, lerishoine, le also, loy. The boy lay like dumit, vile, shniye bereshe, vehi chayve. He should have said the chayve first, vekivin deloy avdul bereshe, vavdul babaschayse. Goli daite dahar basreise hi chayve. That the second one is the chayve. Ilkach boy le medel tzu yizim neachrite kde lahagdim chayve shase bereishe. That in order he should be magdim the chayve shase. Vi avdol betavayu. But what if he said avdol by both avgavim le boy le mevetochi le mechuyim laduri. Vi lo yavdol. If he didn't say avdol by both of them, afilo bechodem inoy le medrinu lay. The Tanyan Tavla Hiskir Abdullah Bahain and Abdullah, they make Zira Nightmare Shiachalayim Ra'ala Kais, Al Atkan Lashon. Almed the Matzach Lispalo Zimna Achite, Aval Pi Shalo Yazer, the Ispalo Pamshniye, Yaiser Miborishon. That means that he's going to daven over again the Tashlumim a second time, and he won't accomplish anything. Kacha Yanira Rav Moshe Malavar Mitoich Loshana Altis. So it is very interesting what they saw here in the Rif. We have a long Shashaila over here. If he missed a Hazkore, that's called not Kedan. So the Rif is speaking about that he was Magdim the Tashlumim before the Chayve. If that's called not Kedan, maybe that's a Din in Tashlumim. It seems that Taishas held that the zikher aseider, there's a seider to be magdim the chayve to the tashlumim. There's a seider to be maskil the meure. What if he didn't do keseider? Is it called nishgedavin? Taisvis put it b'chad the machte. If you say it's nishgedavin, it's okay. So it's not called a tashlumim. So you have to daven over again. If you don't say that it's not gedai, he did something wrong, but you can't take away the tefillah from him. So then, Taisvis also by Tashlumim, also you can't take the Tashlumim from him. So he made Shaloika Seder. Why is Shaloika Seder worse than being Mechasser, the Kedushas Hayoyim? So Taisvis held that from the Riv, you see, if a tefillah was not said the way it should have been said, it's the commander Leitolidomi. It's Kilo, he didn't daven in Gansen. So Memela, the Taisus says, the Rif, that's what Taisus wants, the Rif holds like the Chachmei Provincia. But others say it, the Etimi, we say, Amoyra de Kechilik, that being not Maskir, the Mu'uri, that could be, that's called Gedavent, is only missing that Korat HaMu'uri. Masha Einkein, it's only Shaykh to make a Tashlumim after a Choyv. Could be, we could be Mechalik one from the other. Tash, the Gemara, a stire in two bereises. The second bereise says, if one did not say atochin antonu, he doesn't have to daven over again because he still has an afsharis to be mabdul ala kos. In our bereise seems to say, according to Havamin of the Gemara, that if he did not say atochin antonu, he commanded loy tzolidon. That means it's not kedar. Taimer. Amaylo mishani the mayri koydim sheshiru the omrin ala kama beperik and oindim heshiru kov malakoi. So the Gemara says further in that Lamed Gimel there were different kufis by Klal Yisrael. Kufa Aleph was that they were very poor. So the takona was that one says atech and antono, that's the havdolah. You know, there's no havdolah ala kai. Later they came at kufa that they became rich. And then they said, forget about Havdolah B'tfilah, you only make Havdolah Alakos. They became Nisashel, you have wine, Havdolah Alakos. Later they became poor again, so then they said that it's Mabedahom. So, you Mavdol B'tfilah and you also Mavdol Alakos. So the Emerson, the second Baraisa that says, Atach Ein Antonu, if a guy Atach Ein Antonu doesn't have to daven over again because he could be Mavdol Alakos, this is speaking about after, this is the third kufa, when Chazru Behenu, so now that's the Seder. So Tosfos says Akasha. So let us say the first Baraita is speaking about by Tkufa Aleph, when there was no wine. So then it was Ma'akev. The third Baraita is speaking about Tkufa Gimel. So what's the Kasha? Could be it's written two different manners. We don't find a baraisa that was written in these two tkufis. I mean, so it's not mistavel to say that the first baraisa was written in that tkufa. Such the Gemara writer. Itma. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, Filois, Ovois, Tikno. That the Ovois, Oilom, Mamasakim, Filois. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Oimel Tfilois Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Anshek Nefes Agdoyle were Misakin the Tfilois, and the Tfilois are Keneged the Kolbim Tmidim. Tanya Kevosei the Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina. Tanya Kevosei the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tanya Kevosei the Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina. It says like this. Avrom Tikein Tfilois Shachish Nemar Vayashkim Avrom Baboika. Ela mokein asher omad shom ve'ein amide ela tfilish nemel ve'yameit pinches v'yefalel Yitzrok tikein tfilish minche shenemel ve'yeitze Yitzrok losuach besod lifnei sorev ve'in tzicha la tfilish shenemel tfilu liyonu yichiyata ivnei Hashem yishpech tzichoi Yaakov tikein tfilish arvis shenemel ve'yivka b'mokein v'yolen shom Bein tegiye ela tfile, shenema va'ata al tispalo bada oma zeh, val tisa bada mrinam, utfila val tif gabi. So we see from these baraises that the others were misaken the sholish tfile. V'tanyi kevosid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mibnei ma'omru tfile ta shachar ad chatzoi, shrei tomit shol shachar kore v'hoylech ad chatzoi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad arba shoyt, shrei tomit shol shachar kol v'hoylech ad arba shoyt. Mnei ma'omru tfilas mincha ad ha'erev, shrei tomit shol bein abayim kol v'hoylech ad ha'erev. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad plaga mincha, shrei tomit shol bein abayim kol v'hoylech ad plaga mincha. Mnei ma'omru tfilas ha'erev ein lo kva, that is shrei the whole night, shrei vore mutzorim shloi nis'aklu mi bo'erev, the Iborim from the Kobonis Oile, and the Pdorim from the other Kobonis, the Murim, Shlainis Aklami Be'erev, which did as yet did not get burned, Kraven Vohilchem Kololaila. Neima Omru Shalmosofim Kolayoim, Shrei Kolbim Shalmosofim Korib Kolayoim, Abiyudahim Arat Sheva Shoy, Shrei Kolbim Musaf, Korib Vohilech Ad Sheva Shoy. This is the Baraita that says that the reason of all these tefillos are the mechuvin keneged the kabbonis. Ve'ezei hei mincha gedoyla, mishay shoyis umachta ulamayla. Ve'ezei hei mincha ktane, miteisha shoyis umachta ulamayla. Yeah, this is the zman. Let us see Taisi. Let's see Rashi. Ovoi tiknu kirdektoni bebraisa lekamei kineged tmidim tiknu anshe kneses agdoyla Rabbi Yehuda svirolei shein tomid shel shache korev elo ad arba shoy eivorim shel oiloi dorim shel shalka boni shenizrak domam koidim shkiye sachamo Kreivim kol alaylos, this you can be makim the whole night, ach negdom tikno tfilas alvi. Mincha gedoyle, when is mincha gedoyle, when is the earliest man, one can daven minte, im bo la hagdim, tomit shol beino abayim, ein yoche lagdim oi koidim shei shoi sumachte, one cannot daven before shei shoi sumachte, du beino abayim ksiv, this man of the tomit is beino abayim. Mechimoti ksivbe, mechiyinotu tzilulei erev, when it starts, the tomi shal bein arbayim is there's two arbayim, there's two zmanim of erev. Mechiyinotu tzilulei erev, when it will start getting the shadows that the sun is starting to descend to go towards Meirev. Mishachame noite le Meire. So from the time when the Chama starts going towards Meire, the Hainu Mishesh Shois Umachso le Meire. The Oma Ma, Chatsi Sheis, Vachatsi Sheva, Chama Oimedes Vareish Kol Odom, Be'em Tzorikia. So till Sheish Umachse, it is, there's no Erev whatsoever. There's no shadow. It's not going down. It stays constantly Be'em Tzorikia. So it starts going towards Meirev from Sheish Umachse. So from that time and further, that's the Zman of the Tomit Shobein Rabbein, so that's the Hascholas Man of Mincha Gedoyla. Mincha Ktano, Man Tomit Shobein Rabbein Bechol Yoim, Ulamaylo, Kedistan Betomit Nishchat. We learned in Tomit Nishchat, Nishchat Beshmoino Marse, the Kolben Tomid was Nishchat B'Shmeino Machte V'Korev B'Teisha Machte V'Hosem M'Forish Time. Why they started, if they could have started Shechting the Tomid M'Sheisha Machte, so why did they wait to Shmeino Machte for the Shrite? So that's the Gemara in Pesachim says the reason. Okay, let us see Teitviz. Yitzrok Tikein Tzilos Amintze. So Teitviz says V'Avol Gavdom Rinen Loise da Avrom Michishachri Kaisoli. That he used to daven then. That was Minche time. Vishleime Ahainu Acha Shetikna Yitzchok. After Yitzchok was Mesakin Philos Minche, so then he davened that Philo then. Ve'ein Tzicha Ela Tzile, Shenema Tzile Leoni Chiyata. Teime. The Perkame Davai Dezore Mechiach Desiche Zu Tzile, Vayese Yitzchak Lasuach Besode, so Lachayret Tziridik. Agamor did not know what Lasuach is, so he proved it from Tzilion Ichiyat, from Hashem Yishpach Sichai. And the Gemara there proves that Sichai is full of Ham Yitzchak. Yeshleim Edech Yayse Be Matina Be Megile, that sometimes Chazal held that one Pasuk is more Muchach on a Tait than the other Pasuk. Vayyoymen Es Adase, Vein Adase El Tzadikim, the Sivu Oimed Vein Adase, and Per Kheile Koim Lehepe. Yaakov Tikein Tfilis Alvin. Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilis Alvin. Payment. The Oma Bepere Gidanoshe, Vayele Chorono. He came to Vayele Chorono, he first went to Choron. Kimoti Le Choron Boile Mehede. So he decided to go back. Omar Efshe Shavarti Bemokim Shispalu Avoisai, and I shouldn't be Mispalu, so he decided to go back to Haram Eriya. So the Gemara says in Chulin Kivin Shenotan Daitel Mehedo, since he decided to go back, to Wezeichet to Kvitus Haderech, and Vayiv Gaba Mokim. And then he was Mispalu. After he was Mispalu, then he wanted to go back again to Choron. So then Vayolen Shom Kivu Hashemesh, then the Eibishter made that he shouldn't go back, Tzadik Boma Maloini, so the Eibishter made it impossible for him to go back, because Vayolen Shom Kivu Hashemesh. So, the Vayivga Ba'amokim, that was the Tzvil of Meirev, this was before the sun came down. He davened before the sun came down. Alme Dohosna Muchach, Dispalul Arvis B'yoyim. Then he wanted to go back, and then he was unable to go back because Vayolon Shem Kivu Hashem. So we see that Meirev is Miboid Yoim. So what's the kasha? So Meirev is Miboid Yoim. So Taisa said, the Gemara never spoke about it. The Gemara just says he was Mesakin Philos Meirev. Because Shalomatis in the Perikame. So Taisus had a Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Brachos. So Be'emesin, if we look in the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Brachos, the first Mishnah is not speaking about this man of Meirev. The first Mishnah is speaking about this man of Krishmish Alarvis. Could be this man of Tvilas Meirev is Miboy Jai. So that's Kasha the Bachet. So let's see the Bach. Av al Gav the lay umruz man the taisa ke chav mele inyin krishma. So what taisa is that? We come back in. Given the kaim on the tzorich gam ken lis mes gula le tzvila ba arvis. So me mele in kaim ba kocha le tzvila sa arvis acha taisa ke chav. So meire was efter taisa ke chav. And here we have that meire was the chere from the gemar in chulam. We see that meire is the before Taisa Kechav. Fimasha Perashnu. So now Taisa goes back to what we learned about Beza Medala. The Kaimalon Kerab Yehuda, the Omar Atlaga Minsim. Taisa says that we pass in Allah like Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Rabbein Tam Shita. We pass in like Rabbi Yehuda that still Plaga Minche is Minche and after Plaga Minche is Man Meire. And Taisa says that if it's Man Meire, who are then it's Man Krishmi Shalavis. Niche, so the mail is very good. So la halacha, we do not paskin like the first Mishnah in Brochet. We paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda that man Meirev is from Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before night. So al koponim is, so then that's man Krishma also. So fakir, so everything is good. So the Gemara in Chulam is alibe de Hilchese. The Yafe minik shalonu the adarabe. According to the Gemara in Chulin, we see that it's more mohuda to daven meirev mi boi joim, because that's how Yaakov Avinu daven meirev. Now, before we learn the next taisvis, I think that there's a big machlokes of Rishonim how to learn pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, that Tzilus HaShachar is ad arba shoy. Shrei Tomit Shor Shachar Korach V'Hoylech ad arba shoy. So Poshet Wilhelm Shatan the Gemara, that the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachomim, is a Machloikis in Hilchus Kotshim. That means, to when were they Makrev the Tomit? Rabbi Yehuda held they were makrib the Tamid atal arba shoyis and the Chama hold to chatzoyis. So we have to learn tochim to find out klo what the machlokes is. Now, the Taisis Rabbi Yehuda Achosid brings down that Rabbi Yehuda says they were makrib the Tamid dalet shoyis. He brings down two mekaitis. There were two times that this was done. One time was bimei Yevonim. Mechashmenoim, that there was shalayim, there was no tloim, and they used to go in, and used to let down from out of the chayim of Yerushalayim, they used to put down two kupis full of zov, they used to pay for tloim, they used to send up two tloim. Once those on the outside had a bright idea, why are we letting them imakrif to meet them inside? So they, instead of sending up to Tloim, they sent up to Chazayim. Fine. So the Medrash says that v'heyer lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu einayim, and they went to the Lishkas HaTloim and they found two Tloim. V'oise yoim ikrivu ha-tomid ba-arba shoy. That means they couldn't do it earlier. They were relying on the outside for the tloim, and they had to start looking for tloim. So oisa yoim ikrivu tloim ba'al b'shoy. That's one maise. And another maise, the Taisa Yudha Chosid brings, and the Rabbeinu Yoina also brings the other maise, that when Shlaima Melech had the keys of the Beis HaMikdosh, and once he slept late, and that's why Yashikher says it's his wife, and the kids, so they were makam the Tomid Dalet Shoy. So these two cases, we see that they were makam the Tomid Dalet Shoy. That's the Makoyer of Rabbi Yehuda. They take shot in Rabbi Yehuda. When the Rabbeinu Yoina brings down the second Medrash, the Maita with Shloim HaMelech. So the Magia says he doesn't know what Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about. Rabbi Yehuda holds he can only be makriv till dalet shoy. Bring the Ramaisa that one Shloim HaMelech woke up late, and they was what? Ma'ishmi to late for Al Sina. That's how the Magia learned pshat. But we see the Ben Yoin and the Tesla Yudha Chosas learns like that. So Dachsach Mir, they learned a different Shat from Rabbi Yudha. Rashi will see later, Rashi says Klon is also. Rashi holds he can only be Makat Takatul Dalit Shoy. Rashi here also would seem like this. But they learned, there's no Machlaikis in Hilchis Kotchen. They learned that when Chazal were Misakin, the Tzilis, they were Misakin, the Tzilis should be by this man they were Makrivit. When were they Makriv the Tzilis? So really, that means, we're not talking about when you could be Makriv the Tzilis. You can back in Tzil Chatzais, we're not talking about that. But Tzilis Kenegit Tzmidim Tiknum, they were Misakin, that you should daven when they were Makriv the Tzilis. So for Kel, so the Rishonim was scratching then, where did you see there were Makrim that come in so late? It's given in Historia Zaza. Two times in history there were Makrim that come in so late, once by the Yevonim, once the Shleimah Melech. So Memele, so Chazal said that they could be Makrim, the Tzvilis, so Tzvilis Shol Shachis is only the Zman HaKrov. Be'etzen, so, and L'chayre, this is Pshat in Musaf also, because this man, the Musaf was Sheva Shois, because they were Makriv, the Musaf then, that was the Zman HaKrovit. And now we have the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. So now we'll understand Taisvus Kasha. We didn't learn the Taisvus yet. Ad Plaga Mincha. So, Rabbi Yehuda says that one, that Mincha is still Plaga Mincha. Taime. How did he get Plaga Mincha? Minoleho, where did he get this magic number of Plaga Mincha? Habishloi Matesha Shoisu Machte. If he would say that you should have in Mincha Totesha Shoisu Machte, that Oisis Manavet Vilas Mincha Mecha, Sahainu Mincha Tana, Avulho Minole. Taisis all of a sudden does not understand Rabbi Yehuda. So Lachaire, what's the problem? Taisha Shoyis Amart is good, but Plaga Mincha, another hour and a quarter, Taisha didn't understand. So the way we're saying is very good, because Taisha learned, there's no Machloikis and Hilchis Kotchim, when you could be Makhav, till when you could be Makhav the Tomit Shalbein Abayim. You can Makhav the Tomit Shalbein Abayim out of Erev. But did they ever do such a thing? There was never such a thing. In history, there never was such a thing. If Shlomo Melech woke up, the Tomit Shalbein Abayim was taken care of already. So in history, there never was such a problem that they were Makhav. And Rashi brings down, the Tomit was Nishchat Bishmoino Machse Vikorev B'teisho Machse. They were Mesudadik of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the latest man that they were Makhim the Tomit. There were Teisha Machsas, Ere Pesach, it was earlier, Ere Pesach. But the latest man they were Makhim the Tomit was Teisha Machsas. So Teisvis over here, Sakasha, so all of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, Plaga Mincha, another hour and a quarter. Where does this come in? So now we understand Teisvis. Now this Teisvis, The Nachlas David says it seems that the Taisus Lom Shat and the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim. Nachlas David is, but how the Taisus Lom Shat and the Tomit Shal Shachar? A new Pshat. But that's the Taisus Lom Shat and the Tomit Shal Shachar also like the Rabbi Zachosin says. So the Taisus Hamayra the Kikasha. So where do we get this number of Plaga Mincha? Yeshloima, the Rabbi Yehuda Svirai, the Tvila Kinegit Ktairis Tikna. The tvile of mincha is not kineged the korban mincha. It's the ktayres that you make of after the mincha. The siv tikein tvilos the ktayres lefanecha. The ktayres they were makrev after the tamid shobein abayim. So the ktayres was bishor that this man of the haktore was plaga mincha. So this man of haktore was plaga mincha. So therefore, so he can daven mincha to plaga mincha. That's Taisvis Teret. Yeah, Minchas Oreb, that's right. Minchas Oreb. Now, let's Iboyelu. Rabbi Yehuda plag Mincha kama koma, or plag Mincha achreine koma. Which plag Mincha does he mean? Toshma, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Plag Mincha Achroine, from the second Mincha, from Mincha Ktana, Plag Mincha, you divide this man up in half, the Yud Aleph, Shois, Chosa, Reviya. Now the Gemara all of a sudden wants to shepherd Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina said that tefillas avoy tiknum. We have an often a beraisa that says that tefillas can get to midum tiknum. Name it, you have it, you said Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. So it's a very shveri gemara. The tzlach asks on the gemara, what is happening with Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina? There's another beraisa. There's a beraisa that says the tefillas avoy tiknum also. I mean, the chapter with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Why, all of a sudden, that is a problem. Why is there a problem? Yeah, so the Tzlach wants to say that really the first Baraisa is not so explicit. The first Baraisa says, Avram tikein tefillah shachet. Does that mean he was mesakim for Klal Yisrael tefillah shachet? Avram Avinu was mesakim for himself tefillah shachet. So the first Baraisa is not clear. That the tefillas that we have, that's from Avraham Avinu's takana. The second baraisa is bitter. The second baraisa says close that keneged midim tiknum. Oh, malucha Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina loy lamei malach tefillas aves tiknum. Really, the tefillas are aves were mesakim. But machinam rabbonon al kabonis. The rabbonon said, he said it should have the gedorim of kabonis. Tefillas tayma hochi. Tfilas Musaf Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina man tikna, ala tfilas always tiknum bas machinu and the rabbonim were masmech the tfilas to kabbonis. Rashi, plag mincha achroine, chaleik es beis shoyis amachta anayisorim bayoyim, you divide the second mincha ktane. The Timtza plag achain shal mincha meyud alav shoyis chos arabiyya ulamayla. Yes. The Eloi Tayyim Ochi, the Moida Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanin, the Rabbon Asmachin HaKabonis, the Tfilas Musof and Mantikna, Alakoch, Rabbon Asmachin HaKabonis. The Yisod HaTakon originates from the Ovid. And that Shiknes Ogdelu HaMasmachit Am Kabonis, the Chiyainu B'Misof, the Motzot Tfilo Kineg, the Om Dohein the Tiknua. So Tvilas Musav is from Nanchekness is Agdoyla, and the three Tvilas are from the Mechunah from Nanchekness Agdoyla, and they originate from the other. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Ad Arba Shoyz. Rabbi Yehuda says that Tvilas Shachis is Ad Arba Shoyz. Iboyelahu. So the Gemara clears a Shaila in Taichver. So what does Ad Arba Shoyz mean? Ad the Ad Bechlau. That means, does it mean including the fourth hour? Oidume ad v'loy ad bechlal. Or perhaps it means till the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour. Let us see Taisus. Iboilu ad v'ad bechlal. Teimo, the omal benito per karoye kesem, kol shiyurei chachomim lahachmel, chutz mike gris shel ksomim, Al-Ma'ad v'loy ad b'chlal. So the Gemara in Nida says as follows. The Gemara in Nida says ad could have two translations. Amol it could mean ad v'ad b'chlal. Amol it could mean ad v'loy ad b'chlal. There's no standard translation of ad. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you one thing. When the Chachomim gave a shir and they said ad, you go l'chumra. Whatever the Chaymel Dike translation will be, that's what they meant. Except by Gris they saying a Kula Dike translation, but wherever it says an Ad, make sure it's l'chumra. So Taisa says, so we have here guidelines already, that Ad, if you have a suffix how to translate the Ad, you go l'chumra. So now, if it says over here, Tfilas Shachis Ad Arba Shoy, so we're claiming a Shaila, can one daven the fourth hour, or can't one daven the fourth hour? So you have to go L'chumr, and you say, one cannot daven the fourth hour. To finish, we're pushing the Shaila. That's the discussion. So Memele, Alma Ad, V'loy Ad Bechlau. V'yeshloyma, if the only hoichoche is because this is the chumre, he amrinen ad va'ad bechlal, yesh boi gam chumre she yispalo, v'lo amrinen over zmanoi bottle kolbonoi afilu b'meizim. So Tosfos says, no, the Shaila is if he did not daven the first 3 hours. B'mezit, he didn't daven the first 3 hours. Is he mechuyev to daven now? So if you hold ad v'ad b'chlal, if you hold ad v'ad b'chlal, so he's mechuyev to daven. If you hold ad v'loyad, so my male is saying ad v'ad b'chlal, I'm saying a chumre, yes, to daven. If I say ad v'loyad b'chlal, he's potter, too late, movish and yochel iskem, I'm potter. So if I care, so I'm, by saying ad v'ad b'chlal, I'm making a chumre. So either way there's a chumre. So I don't have any way to be machir. That's the whole sugya in the Gemara. L'mrinu ovos manei botel karbonei v'afilu b'meitu. Now this Tosfos is dependent. Yesterday we spoke out a meiridike machlokes harishonim. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says that Tfilah Shachris ad arba shoyis. Ad arba shoyis means, we'll say the maskon is ad v'ad b'chlal, he can daven shachris kol arba shoyis. What is the halacha if he did not daven kol arba shoyis? What happens then? So, Shitas HaTosfos we have in this place is according to the, b'mezit, he didn't daven until arba shoyis. What does he do then? So according to Shitas HaTosfos, you don't daven. You don't daven anymore, finished, because the there's no din tashlumim, because he was b'mezit, and it's after his man filler, filler's only till dalet shoyis, one does not daven. That is Shitas HaTosfos. That's a bitter, maisa when you start davening late shachar. We passed on like Rabbi Yehuda, and if he didn't daven till dalet shoyis, he wasn't an onus, he wasn't a shoygik, you can't daven. This is Shitas HaTosfos. The Rambam Shita and the Rib Shita is that even he didn't daven b'mezit, he can still daven till Chatzos. He can still b'mezit. So we see from the Rambam, let us not go into the Lamdas, yesterday we explained the Lamdas a little, we see from the Rambam that even though man tfilah bizmano is talit choice, but one can daven, there's a tfilah shaloi bizmano, so al kopanim it comes out that even b'mezit one can still daven. I feel it's after this mantle one can still daven. So now we have a problem. What is the Rambam going to do with Tosfos Kasha? That means the daven is always able to you to daven. So what will be the nafkamina? So Rabbi Kevager says there will be a different nafkamina. We learned yesterday. By atfilas tashlumim, if one forgot to daven mayriv, one can be mashlumit by shachar. What if he wasn't mashlumit by shachar? He cannot be mashlumit by mincha ready. That means you only have the next zman tefillah, you have a chance to be mashlum the tefillah you didn't say. But after the next zman tefillah, you don't have a chance anymore. So now the shaila will be, what will be the fourth hour? That is already a zman tefillah that's already a different zman. Can you be mashlamit? Yes or no? So the tzach is a shayla. Rabbi Kevenka says you can't be mashlamit. After the fourth hour, you can't be mashlamit because this is already a second zman. This is not, you only have the first zman tefillah. The first zman tefillah is still dalet shoyis. So memele, so if he did not daven mayriv, and now it was by the third shoh, So this will be the chumra. If you say that the fourth shah is still zman tefillah, so it's mechuyev to daven mayriv, not to be vashlim for the tefillah's mayriv. If it's not zman tefillah, so memele, then he can't. If it's not zman tefillah, then he can't daven mayriv anymore. Can't. There's no zman of tashlumim.
You still have nine. I have a problem. Very big problem. If I have to go out a minute, could we...
Oh, yeah, a minute.